Currently, it's a candidate of District 1, comes 2017 election. No! Noah, that's our guest speaker for the day. Well,
praise the Lord! You can have your seat. Official of government here present. Our county education officer, our district education officer, Mr. Hine Masekwe, principal of Guineman Public School, faculty and staff, chiefs, elders, chairmen and members of the Parent Teachers Association, members of the graduating class, family, friends, and sympathizers, members of the Fourth Estate, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, I am very grateful to the Almighty God for sparing our lives and granting us the opportunity for all of us to gather here today. I am also delighted to have been chosen amongst the many sons and daughters of this district to address this occasion. A few days ago, I was privileged to have spoken at the graduation exercises of Irescat United Methodist School, Bopolu City, Bapolu County. And I was very much impressed by the demonstration of the graduates and students, and because of their positive attitude shown towards acquiring education. I was also overwhelmed by the strong level of support given by their parents and their unending smiles of gratefulness on their teachers' faces for the work they have done. What attracted my attention most was the envy on the faces of the friends and colleagues that had come to witness the program. From all indication, they were hoping that they had an opportunity to also be in school. I believe that some of them were not in school like their friends because their parents couldn't afford to send them to school due to the high economic conditions. I also believe that some of them were not in school because their parents have no or little appreciation of the need and benefits of education, or simply because these children themselves did not understand the importance of education on their future and the future of Bopolu District. Today, I ask that you kindly allow me to briefly speak to you on the theme, Capacity Development, an Effective Tool for the Transformation of Bopolu District. Capacity Development, an Effective Tool for the Transformation of Bopolu District. The transformation of Bopolu District and the lives of its people depend greatly on the investment we make in the development of the capacity of our people, especially the youth. The youth are the building blocks that establishes the foundation for the future of our district. They have equal potential as youth anywhere across this country or the world at large. Before I go further, let me attempt to give a clearer understanding of what capacity development means. According to the United Nations Development Program, the UNDP, capacity development is any effort to teach someone to do something or to do it better. For others, it may be about creating new institutions or strengthening old ones. Some see capacity development as a focus on education and training, while others take a broader view of it as improving individual rights and access to freedom. No society or group of people can make any significant progress in the absence of qualified and competent individuals that will create, maintain, and develop their communities and institutions. Our district, Bopolu, is historically the oldest district in the Republic of Liberia and has made enormous contribution not only as a major trade route to the coastal areas, but her sons and daughters, like the great Chief Sao Boso, Chief Jalalung, and Yekutu, contributed to the sustenance of peace and reconciliation in the motherland. Even now, our district is still producing some of the most powerful statesmen Liberia can boast about. However, what can we show as the gain we have made for these achievements? Our district has gold, diamond, timber, and vast land. Yet, with all of these resources, we lack everything. We lack good road networks. If they are not very bad, they are inaccessible. Our healthcare delivery system cannot meet the growing need for affordable and quality healthcare. Our schoolhouses are empty. Enrollment is low. Our youth have chosen the gold mines and ghettos over the classroom. Our teachers are underpaid or insufficient. Those volunteering are without pay. Our school lacks basic facilities such as internet, libraries, and laboratories. There is no or inadequate safe drinking water in our towns and villages. We lack electricity. There is a lack of recreation and skill training facility in our district. We lack access to information, no radio station, inadequate telecommunication coverage. We lack sustainable agricultural program, and therefore we are unable to feed ourselves. We just lack almost even ourselves. Distinguished guests, faculty, parents, students, I have come today to let you know that it is never too late to revert these situations. It is never too late to take a new direction and break from the past. There is light at the end of the tunnel for all of us. Yes, indeed, hope is inside for Bopolu District. If we will free ourselves from the backwardness, we will have to make the ultimate sacrifice by redirecting our energy towards investing in the capacity development of our people. I have stopped by so that we can reflect together on several questions that will guide us in making a wise decision for a better future. What good is it when we give all the microcredit loans and don't develop the capacity of the people to manage the money? What good is it when we build all the schools and don't have trained teachers to teach, and our students and administrators don't have trained teachers to teach our students and administer our school? What good is it when we build all the clinics and we don't train doctors, physicians, and nurses to manage these clinics and treat our people? My people, what good is it when we build radio stations and we don't train journalists to operate it? Maybe you did not hear me clear. I'm asking, what good is it when our leaders are concerned more with creating wealth for themselves than empowering you to be self-sufficient? What good is it when money is placed in the national budget to empower you, but your leader uses it to run the private institution and make you pay? What good is it when you elect leaders that will only pretend to have your heart in a lot? Had in the last of the 6 years in office, but abandon you for the 5 previous years. What good is it when your leaders don't call meeting to discuss the development of the district, but only call meeting for you to honor him and support his re-election? What good is it when students of our district, your sons and daughters, are in Monrovia and are being thrown out of school for fees, and the representative keep all the money to buy a motorbike to come and run his campaign? Mm-hmm. Today, we are gathered to witness our sons and daughters taking a crucial step, a step that marks the beginning of the vision for the transformation of Bopodu District. See that before us are our future leaders. They are our teachers. They are our doctors. They are our nurses. Mm-hmm. They are our pastors. They are our presidents. They are our senators. And they are the representatives for tomorrow. Yes. The dream and desire that they have can only be assured by the development of their capacity and the capacities of the many sons and daughters of this district. I want you to know that the capacity development of our youths, our teachers, our nurses, our doctors and engineers, our journalists, our farmers and businessmen and women must be prioritized if we must move forward as a people and as a district. It is time we put away self-interest. It is time we put away politics, and it is time we put Bopodu District first. I have come to let you know that you have the power to transform this district in your hands. You have the power to give your sons and daughter a brighter and better future, a future of hope for a new and better Bopodu District. Come October 10th, vote right and vote wisely. Your decision is your future. May God bless us all and see the future.
Before I take my seat, I listened to the principal of the school gave his situational report. In light of what he said, all those that were named are dues of the class, and the dues of the school can consider themselves as scholarship students. Like to use this occasion, we have adopted Guinema as our second home. So we're going to work along with the school administration to see in what way we can be of help to the school.